Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you.
My guest today is Lana DeFrancesco. She is one of the wonderful organizers of Pecha Kucha and also a presenter. And this is what now, Lana, the 25th presentation of Pecha Kucha, is that right?
That's right. This is volume 25. We've done 25 events over, I guess that makes it 6 years.
Wow.
Since
wow.
We've been doing Pecha Kucha. We do 4 events a year. So this is volume 25 at the Ghost Light Theater.
Okay, so this is obviously something that you not only have been a part of for many years as an organizer, but now, is this the first time that you've presented, or have you presented in the past?
Yeah, no, I have presented in the past, and oddly enough, I presented, it's kind of like an infinity thing, I have presented about Pecha Kucha in the past.
Oh!
But this event, I'm going to participate as a presenter, and my talk is 100% about my own home renovation. So it's my own hobby and my own passion that I'm talking about for this event. Yeah,
that's exciting.
But I have presented, you know, in the past. I think the very first event I presented at as well. So yeah, just a couple times here and there.
So you're a pretty seasoned professional when it comes to Pecha Kucha. Let's talk a little bit. We'll talk more about your presentation specifically in just a little bit. But tell me, for people that don't know what Pecha Kucha is, even though you guys have done 25 volumes of Pecha Kucha now, there may be some people that are going to come there and been seeing a Pecha Kucha presentation for the first time. So give me the guidelines or what you can expect when you come and enjoy these Pecha Kucha presentations.
Yeah, that's a great place to start, is explaining what it is. So mm-hmm. Pecha Kucha is actually a Japanese word that means the sound of chit chat, but really it's just the format for which the event takes place. And that format is 20 images for 20 seconds automatically advancing for each presenter. So we assign the presenters in advance. It's not kind of like a open mic night or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very informal, but people prepare. So we get 10 presenters prepared for each event. I'll be one of them for this. And so each of their topics is completely up to them. So each of the 10 talks could be all over the map in terms of like a theme or, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever it is really. And, but the format of how it's run, where we have 10 presenters within the night and they're very short talks, they're kind of like a mini TED talk. A lot of people relate them to a TED talk. But they're fairly short, but still, long enough for people to share their story. And so how we do it is 5 presenters, we take a beer break or a beverage break, and then we finish up the second half of the 5 presenters. And so each event is about, you know, 2 hours. It's a fun getaway thing. It's very social. It's not formal. It's not a lecture. I want people to know that it's not a lecture. It's just a fun thing to come listen to, hang out, mingle. You know, you can just socialize the entire time if you really wanted to.
Right.
But the 10 talks are why we get together, because so often in our daily lives, you know, we don't know about these passionate hobbies that people may have, and this is the format for them to come share. Or maybe it's something personal to them about their life. Like everyone's topic is usually quite varied and in any one given event. So mine is going to be focused on our renovation, but we also have we have Dr. Bernice Patterson, who's going to be talking about some important psychological things that she studies and that she's passionate about. And we have Denise McGowan Tracy, who will be talking about her very colorful history in the theater. She she has met and rubbed elbows with a lot of people in social, and she's from the theater as well. So I'm sure her presentation and how she delivers it will be fun. But yeah, so each talk is very different. And that's the idea, to kind of have an eclectic mix that's interesting for everyone who attends, you know. And the joke always is, well, if you don't like one of the talks, it's fine because it only lasts, you know, not even 7 minutes, and there'll be another one. So,
And that's what I love about it, because I know, you know, say you have family members that, say, went on a vacation sometime, and they come to your house and want to show you all of their vacation photos. And there have been some people that have done things like that in the past, where they have done Pachacucha talks on their presentations of maybe a vacation they went on, or a mission trip, or something along the lines of that. But I like that format a lot better, and I feel like that's how family photos and all those other things should be organized. I will say that when I've gone to Pachacucha, it's been such an enjoyable experience. And like you said, you learn so much about someone because it's something they're passionate about, and it's somebody maybe you know that you didn't even know that was a passion of theirs. So that's what's cool about Pachacucha. Let's talk real quick about your presentation, because like you said, you're doing your home renovation, and I know because I follow you on Instagram and I'm friends with you and have known you for many years. So I've loved seeing your journey of home renovation, and I think it's really cool. And it seems like that passion has continued to grow, and you've learned even along your journey of doing that. So you're going to talk about all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. So thanks for saying that. I love both you and Josh, but because I follow you on Instagram. Anyway, the renovation of this house that we have been in has been going on pretty much nonstop for 2 years since we bought it. And I had done previous smaller scale projects in our previous homes and homes that I've had solo. And but doing what we have done here has been way beyond anything I ever thought I'd be capable of doing, or that we would even get to do. Like, I didn't know that we could, you know, open up a wall and, you know, do some of the things we have done. But also, so on a skill level, there's so much that I am wow, I can actually tackle this. Yeah. It makes me actually kind of wonder if I were to go back in time in high school during those little assessments when they say what you're going to be good at or what you should focus on for your career. If I were, I hate to say this, but if I were a boy, I probably should have been pointed towards, you know, doing construction or whatever, because I absolutely love it. I love drywall. I love building. I love trim work. I mean, we did the cabinet. I did have some advice, you know, and help getting going, but did so across the spectrum of things to do in a home, from wallpaper to light fixtures, that kind of stuff, I have really gotten into it. And so I'm going to talk about that. But at the core of it, I really am an aesthetic and visually, you know, stimulated kind of person. So a lot of it is about the design as well.
That's really cool. Yeah, and you've even gone as far as secret doors. I mean, that's something that most people wouldn't even try and tackle, even if they were very skilled to begin with or doing a DIY project. They wouldn't even tackle that, but you've just been diving right in and learning new things. And maybe this presentation will be something that inspires others to do something as well. Maybe not as crazy as some of the stuff you've done, but maybe at least make that step forward to finally do one of those home projects they've been, you know, putting off for quite some time. I'm also saying that to myself as well, because I have some home projects that I need to finally finish and do. But I'm really looking forward to not only your presentation, but also the other wonderful presentations for this. Let's go into some of the details on when people can come and check this out. It's happening Thursday, tomorrow night at Ghost Light. But give me a little bit more details on some of the things people need to know before they come and check this out.
Yeah, so we do have tickets available on Eventbrite, which they can basically, all you have to do is Google Petrucucha St. Joe Benton Harbor, and it will come up September 8, 2022. It's at Ghost Light. You can absolutely get tickets at the door. So if you don't go to Eventbrite and do that, that's okay. The doors open at 7:30, and the event starts at 8:30. Now, that seems a little late. However, it is still summer. It's outdoors. We're in this little courtyard behind the Ghost Light Theater that's going to be strung with lights. We're going to have beer and wine and root beer floats. And it's just really fun. And the reason we have to start so late, there is a logical reason, because the projection screen needs to be visible. So if it's too sunny, you know. But, yeah, so 8:30 to 10:30, $5 tickets, again, at the door, but you can also purchase them ahead of time. It's not necessary. We are encouraging everyone, if you have a favorite lawn chair, to bring a favorite lawn chair of your own. But there's absolutely going to be seating available. We're just trying to save on maybe hauling out more equipment than necessary. So, but yeah, it's going to be great. The weather is looking amazing, warm, you know, clear, dry. So
looking forward to that.
It's going to be really cool. Yeah, the I have to mention the Ghost Light staff member's name is Danny. Well, now I'm forgetting his last name. Danny at Ghost Light is a master craftsman. He actually built our screen that we're going to be projecting onto.
Okay.
So you have, it's worth looking just at the screen itself. But yeah, we'll have a little stage out there and the big projection screen. Basically, it's like an outdoor movie theater, really.
I love it. That'll be great. So, yeah. And is he presenting as well?
No. We're hoping we'll one day.
Maybe we'll get him to convince him to do a presentation just on some of the cool things that he's been able to build. This sounds awesome. Yeah. People need to go and get their tickets. If you've never seen Petrucucha, you're going to love it. And now it's the 25th volume of this. You want to thank any sponsors or anybody that helped you put this all together?
Absolutely. So first, our venue for this event has come with some many great helpers, and that's at Ghost Light. So the Ghost Light's awesome. But our main sponsor, support, everything is from the Krazzle Arts Center in St. Joe, and we could not do what we're doing without the Krazzle. So it's a team of volunteers, but really we're supported 100% by the Krazzle. So
wonderful.
Obviously, the mission of bringing the community out for creative purposes is like one of their passions as well.
Absolutely.
So not just mine personally, but yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a fantastic presentation. Petrucucha Volume 25 at the Ghost Light tomorrow night, Thursday. You'll definitely enjoy it. Like you said, you can look for the Eventbrite. You can just come and enjoy it at the Ghost Light. Get your tickets that way, too. And you can also find information on you guys have a really active Facebook page as well, right?
That's right. Petrucucha St. Joseph Benton Harbor.
All right, Lana, I know you're going to be fantastic and really looking forward to seeing your presentation, but thank you so much for taking a little bit of time and chatting with me about and doing some chit-chatting with me about Petrucucha. But thank you so much for your time.
It's always fun. Thank you so much, Johnny.
Got something to say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.